Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us. And Blessed John of Parma. And his story begins now. John was known for his attempts to bring back the earlier spirit of the order after the death of St. Francis of Assisi. Oh God, you gave us Blessed John of Parma as an example of a holy and dedicated friar. He lived a life of poverty, simplicity, and prayer, and devoted himself to the service of the poor and the sick. And we ask you to grant us the grace to imitate his virtues and to follow his example of love and compassion for those who are in need. Help us to see your presence in every person we meet and to respond with generosity and kindness. We ask Blessed John of Parma to intercede for us before your throne, that we may be granted the courage to embrace the gospel in its simplicity and to live a life of radical obedience to you. And may his prayers and example inspire us to serve you faithfully and always seek your will in all that we do. And may his life and example lead us to a deeper appreciation of the Franciscan tradition and its call to live the gospel with joy and humility. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Saint John of Parma was a priest and abbot of Saint John's Abbey in Parma, Italy. He was born in the 10th century AD in Parma, Italy, and died in 982 AD. And we celebrate his feast day on May 22nd every year in the Catholic Church. The seventh general minister of the Franciscan Order, John was known for his attempts to bring back the earlier spirit of the order after the death of St. Francis of Assisi. He was born in Parma, Italy in 1209. It was when he was a young philosophy professor known for his piety and learning that God called him to bid goodbye to the world he was used to and enter the new order of the Franciscan Order. And after his profession, John was sent to Paris to complete his theological studies. Ordained to the priesthood, he was appointed to teach theology at Bologna, then Naples, and finally Rome. In 1245, Pope Innocent IV called a general council of the city of Lyons, France, and Friar John made a deep impression on the church leaders gathered there at the Council of Lyons, And 2 years later, when the name, when Pope Innocent the IV presided at the election of a minister general of the Franciscans, he remembered Friar John well and held him up as the man best qualified for the office. And so in 1247, John of Parma was elected to be minister general, and the surviving disciples of St. Francis rejoiced in his election, expecting a return to the spirit of poverty and humility of the early days of the order, and they were not disappointed. As general of the order, John traveled on foot, accompanied by one or two companions, to practically all the Franciscan convents in existence. Sometimes he would arrive and not be recognized, remaining there for a number of days to test the true spirit of the brothers. And the Pope called on John to serve as legate to Constantinople, where he was most successful in winning back the schismatic Greeks. Upon his return, he asked that someone else take his place to govern the order. At John's urging, Saint Bonaventure was chosen to succeed him. John soon he took up a life of prayer in the hermitage, in a great hermitage at Grecio. Many years later, John learned that the Greeks who had been reconciled with the church for a time had relapsed into the Greek Orthodox schism. Though 80 years old by then, John received permission from Pope Nicholas IV to return to the East in an effort to restore unity once again. And on his way, John fell sick and died. He was beatified in 1781. The liturgical feast, Blessed John of Parma, is celebrated on March 20th. St. John of God was canonized by Pope Alexander VIII on October the 16th, 1690, over 140 years after his death. Today, he remains the patron saint of hospitals, the sick, nurses, firefighters, alcoholics, and booksellers. His legacy and miracles live on through the Hospitaller brothers and all the good works they are accomplishing in our world today. So he resigned his office and nominated Saint Bonaventure as his successor, and John retired to a hermitage, the place where Saint Francis had prepared the first Christmas crib, the last 30 years of his life there in retirement. And he died on March 19th, 1289, and many miracles there soon reported at his tomb. His feast day is March the 20th. And trouble broke out in Paris, where John had sent Saint Bonaventure, who was one of the greatest scholars of the Friars Minor. Blessed John went to Paris and was so humble and pervasive that the university doctor who had caused the trouble could only reply, "Blessed are you, and blessed are your words." John went back to his work in restoring discipline into the order, and measures were taken to make sure the friars obeyed the rules of the order. In spite of all his efforts, Blessed John was bitterly opposed. He became convinced that he was not capable of carrying out the reforms that he felt was necessary. Sometimes it's not our success, it's our faithfulness that matters. And that's good for us to all take out of this, out of Blessed John of Parma. The Lord asks us to try, to stand in the gap. And that's what we do here. We stand in the gap. And St. John of Parma a priest administered the sacraments, the Eucharist, and heard confessions. And he calls for us today to pray for priests today.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Priests, Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today. And we pray for our deacons, Lord. We pray for them, Lord. Send your Spirit upon our deacons, giving them fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort our deacons, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. Give them peace, Lord. Give them strength. And give them courage, Lord. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars around the world, Lord. As we pray for our altar servers, Lord. We pray for our altar servers. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass. In your sacred presence, our hearts are filled with joy, peace, and may your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our hearts from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will, that we may serve worthily at your holy altar, all for the honor and glory of God. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, and we pray for all those who participate in the choirs in the Holy Mass around the world. And Lord, we thank you, and we pray for all the children. We pray for those, for all our children who are blessings, Lord. We pray for our children, Lord.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. Along with Blessed John of Parma and St. Nicholas and St. Sebastian and St. Maria Goretti and St. Daphna and St. Philomena and St. Gianna and St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel and St. Raphael the Archangel and St. Gabriel the Archangel and St. Monica and St. Anthony. Lord, you take care of you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, stronghold and my Savior, my refuge. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking to ruin us souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. And Lord, we lift up the prodigals, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't. And we pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans and our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength, Lord. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those who are resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. And we pray for those who work in the hospital, our doctors and nurses. And we pray for those who are sick in the hospital. And we pray for their recovery, Lord, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. Pray, Lord, for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, and for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. And Lord, we pray for those who've recently passed from this life. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them peace, freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those whom he has chosen. Amen. The heart of Jesus is pure. Our Savior was adored by the thousands, yet content to live a simple life. He was cared for by women, yet never accused of lustful thoughts, scorned by his own creation, but willing to forgive them before they even requested his mercy. Soon afterward, Jesus went on through the cities and villages, preaching and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod Stewart, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their means. And Jesus gave them his heart. Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially of those who are in most need of thy mercy. And the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, your love that you have for us.
Oh, sacred heart.
Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. Saint Joseph, I love you. And my guardian angel, I love you. And the Immaculate Conception reveals to us that Mary was freed from the stain of original sin at the moment of her conception and remained free from sin for her entire life. It was intrinsic to God's plan of salvation that Mary was created without original sin.
The Litany of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of Heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the Divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from thy creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, most humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, holocaust of divine love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, hope of the agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, seat of mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. Let us pray. O most merciful God, who for the salvation of sinners and the refuge of the miserable, was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we, who commemorate this sweet and loving heart, may, by the merits and intercession of the same Blessed Virgin, merit to be found like to the heart of Jesus, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And with the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, our hearts, we need to have a burning heart for the love of God and His Mother. We'll be right back. And as our hearts burn on fire for the love of the Lord and for Our Lady, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we need to be mindful of those who are caught in the eye of the storm. So we pray for those who are contemplating suicide, who feel that they're in despair, no other way out. So we pray for those, Lord, who are suicidal. We pray for those who are contemplating abortion, who feel that there's no other way out. So we pray for those, Lord, that they will see the love coming from Your Sacred Heart, Lord, and also and from the Immaculate Heart of Mary, so that if people can see the love that You have for us, they will find that what You have to offer, Lord, is much greater. And we thank You, Lord, for Your love. And we thank You, Lord, for the Mass, that we can receive the actual body, blood, and soul and divinity of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, and that we can go to confession and receive that healing, peace, Lord, and we pray for that wisdom, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for the ministry of the Catholic Church, Lord, that the world can embrace Your word, Lord, and healing can result. So we pray for those who are held back by terrible addictions, pornography, and drugs. We pray for those, Lord, and we pray for deliverance from those addictions. So we pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm.
Plenty of time.
And the sign that the Lord sends is found in the Mass, in the Catholic Mass, the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. In this Easter Vigil, we pray for the RCIA and for all those who are looking to be received into the Catholic Church this Easter Vigil. So we pray for a harvest pleasing to the Lord. We pray for our RCI instructors, our candidates, and our catechumens, sponsors. We pray for those. And heaven is counting on us.
Heaven is counting on you. Run with a heart that is true. Carry the cross, reaching the lost. Heaven is counting on you. We are standing at the end of time. We are part of a grand design. We are grateful to the risen Lord for the others who've gone before. I hear voices in the heavenly. They are calling to you and me, saying rise up, there's a world.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And here at Deeper Truth, we will tell the world. And we want to thank Blessed John of Parma for entering into the gap today. We thank him for his witness and his love for Jesus and Mary and administering the sacraments to so many at his time. And how many are there in heaven today because of his faithfulness. And tomorrow we will have Nicholas Owen entering into the gap tomorrow. And we thank you, Lord, for these precious lives. And we want to tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, Mr. C. Edwards, will wait taking telephone.
All final boarding call for flight 1814.
A testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one and only way to heaven. I am so glad I met him. I want everyone to know.
I feel it.
Amen. We will close for today in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And tomorrow we will have St. Nicholas Owen, who's going to be coming into the gap tomorrow. And I'm going to let my friend Tim close us out today. Okay, Tim, take us home. Tomorrow, and we're thankful for everybody out there in Deeper Truth Land. And we ask the Lord to rain down his grace and his peace upon you today. And may he bless you all in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.